السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all, one and all, for the time, for the sacrifice, for the contribution, for taking out the time today on the day off. Alhamdulillah, coming here, may Allah accept our sitting and make it a source of khair for the entire ummah. I have been given the responsibility within 15 minutes, inshallah, to give you a brief synopsis, a summary of with what goals in mind Sharia would have established 9 years ago in 2006, what specific fields Sharia would is working in for the last 9 years, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your continuous support, what have we achieved, and what are our goals for the future. Sharia Board New York, a branch of Rahmat-e-Alam Foundation, which is in Chicago, was established. I'll be speaking and simultaneously it will be mentioned on the PowerPoint. So Sharia Board was established in 2006 under the guidance and supervision of the eminent Faqih Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Dawar Rahman Sahib Hafizahullah. The general goal in mind was to build a strong Muslim community that consists of kind and courteous neighbors, beautiful spouses, responsible parents, obedient children, and righteous citizens. Each and every one of us who follows a straight path goes a long way in contributing towards the betterment of the society. Specifically speaking, what are the goals of Sharia Board in North New York and what fields it works in? Parenting, marriage counseling, family conflict mediation, fair arbitration of mutual conflicts, monthly local moonsighting effort, Zabiha halal monitoring and certification, distribution of free informative pamphlets about Hajj, Sadaqatul Fitr, Mahar, preparing wills, etc., answers to everyday questions about the deen. And to keep in mind, all these services that I just mentioned are provided free of charge. Not a single penny is charged from anyone in the community. Now you see the logo on the banner here, five logos up there, five specific areas Sharia Board works in. A little elaboration of two minutes each, inshallah, of every field. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding it? What our purpose and goals are in mind, what have we achieved and the goals for the future. Allah says in the Quran, as far as marriage and marital life is concerned, Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 35, if you fear a split between them, meaning the spouses, send one arbitrator from his people, meaning the husband's side, and one from her people, meaning the wife's side. If they desire to set things right, Allah shall bring about harmony between them. Surely Allah is all-knowing and all-aware. So this gives us an idea of the significance of the institution of marriage in Islam. Marriage is a great gift from Allah. Both husband and wife should treasure it. In order to live a pleasant and blissful life and to achieve the aims of marriage, it is essential for the husband and the wife to be aware of each other's rights and to fulfill them. Our Council of Experienced Ulama Ikram advised couples in conflict on achieving peace and harmony in the married life and creating and strengthening bonds of love and compassion that will help them to lead a successful life in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah. Now, how is it done? Marriage counseling helps couples recognize and resolve conflicts and improve their relationships through religious and spiritual marriage counseling. Thus, couples can make thoughtful decisions about rebuilding their relationship. It is conducted over a number of one-on-one sessions. Service is offered in a wide variety of settings, in person, over the phone, and online. How long have we been doing this? The ulama ikram, how much experience? With over 12 years of experience, as marriage counselors, the SBNY approach is emphatic, interactive, and collaborative. What have we achieved, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah? So far, the ulama of Sharia Board of New York have counseled over 200 families, of which 70% of the people have reconciled, alhamdulillah. Now, what's the target for the future? What we have in mind? We want every Muslim family to remain happily together. Muslim family disputes should be solved amicably in the light of the Quran and Sunnah. We should not be going to the courts for this case. Recognition and referrals to help Muslim families resolve their affairs mutually and avoid unnecessary legal proceedings. This covers, alhamdulillah, as far as the marriage counseling part is concerned. Second main service is Zabiha monitoring and certification. The Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 172, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the nearest meaning, O you who believe, eat of the good things we have provided to you, and be grateful to Allah. Second ayah, Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 121, do not eat that meat over which the name of Allah has not been pronounced. This is surely a sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, the narration of Bayhaqi, more or less to the nearest meaning, the body which has been nourished with haram will not enter Jannah. This again highlights the significance of earning halal, consuming halal. What is Zabiha monitoring and certification? Sharia law provides the Muslim community with substantial information concerning slaughtered meat which is available for consumption. Our experts in the Islamic and academic fields monitor and determine which meat is supplied in the market. That which is supplied, it should meet the criteria of Zabiha halal. Now, how is it done? The Zabiha monitoring and certification is a process of evaluation and confirmation through investigation and inspection that a halal animal or bird has met the Sharia requirements of the slaughter of Sharia Zabiha. The certificate that Sharia law issues, and you see in the retail locations, in the restaurants, and in the manufacturer's facility, is a statement that a Zabiha process is being independently monitored by the staff or a representative of SBNY, the Zabiha Monitoring Committee. Now, step by step, you know, in 1 minute, how the process goes. SBNY certifies and monitors the entire chain from the slaughterhouse to the processing plant, to the distributor, to the retailer / restaurant. Now sometimes people have this in mind, as long as we are buying meat from the manufacturer that is being certified by Sharia board, the retail location at the restaurant where we are eating doesn't have to be certified. No, this is not how Sharia board works. The entire chain has to be certified. Manufacturer, supplier, if the supply is being done on a truck other than the truck or the manufacturer and he's not certified, then the certification is incomplete. So the manufacturer, the supplier, the retail location itself or the restaurant, the entire chain has to be certified. If there is any link in the chain which is not certified by SBNY, the levels after it cannot be certified. SBNY certifies only hand-slaughtered Zabiha halal meat and does not certify any machine slaughtering. Now, how are the terms and conditions of the certificate? Certificates are granted for 1 year in the term of which frequent random inspections are conducted. The slaughtering process, the processing of the meat, the production records, the packing, retail merchandise, verbal testimonials and related invoices are audited on random inspections. It's not just that the inspectors go, check and that's it, it's done. We have to cross-check the invoices also, how much is produced, how much is supplied, and how much is bought. Everything has to be in a pattern. If the pattern is missing, then something is wrong. Certification is free of cost. There are absolutely no charges whatsoever, solely for the benefit of the Ummah, thus there are no conflict of interest. If you would charge money, then people would say that Sharia board is earning out of it. So no conflict of interest, not a single penny is charged. Monitoring and certification begins only by the request. People tell us, why don't you certify this and this location? We don't go by ourselves. We need consent from the restaurant, or the retailer, or the supplier, or the manufacturer. It only begins by the request and consent of the business. SBNY does not go to certify any business without a prior application from that business requesting our services. What has been done, alhamdulillah, 3 slaughterhouses, 7 stores in New York City, and 2 restaurants certified and monitored by Sharia board of New York. What's our target for the future? We want every halal provider in the US to be independently monitored by a team of expert ulama. It doesn't have to be us. Team of expert ulama in any city, in any state, as long as they are monitoring the locations, that's fine. Every halal sign in USA to have an accompanying monitor by disclosure. Usually you see halal sign on the boxes, on the windows, on the screens. It should not be this. It should have a disclosure that should mention who is monitoring this facility and this location. Meat which is labeled halal to be labeled hand slaughtered, zabiha halal versus mechanically slaughtered. No Muslim should be deceived in terms of the sources of their meat. Two services coming on the third service, major service of SBNY, monthly moon sighting effort. This is again a very significant issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 189, they ask you about the new moons. Say, they are indicative of time for the people and of the Hajj. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 185, so those of you who witness the month must fast in it. The hadith of Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the nearest meaning, do not fast until you see the hilal, and do not break fast for Qamirin until you see it. If it is cloudy, then complete it as 30. What does Sharia Board do as far as moon sighting is concerned? Sharia Board promotes the pure sunnah of physical moon sighting and arranges groups of local brothers to go out on the 29th of every Islamic month to sight the moon. Thus Sharia Board has its own authority in making a decision, though we follow sunnah. SBNY is a member of the Central Hilal Committee of North America, which is an umbrella organization built to establish an effective network of local Hilal committees throughout the USA. How many Hilal committees are there? How many states are involved in the Central Hilal Committee? Currently, there are local Hilal committees from 21 states of the US in association with the CSC. What have we achieved? Alhamdulillah, so far we have arranged two national conferences regarding the issue of moon sighting. The first moon sighting conference was in 2009, in which more than 75 ulama ikram participated from 11 different states. The second moon sighting conference took place last year in 2014, in which more than 150 ulama ikram participated from 21 states. What is our target for the future? We want all Muslims in the US to be united under one central body which decides the beginning and the ending of every Islamic month through an effective domestic Shahada witness system. The correct dates for our important ibadahs should be decided on this pattern. This is as far as the moon sighting is concerned. We humbly request that inshallah, until the end of the program, no pictures or videos should be taken. JazakAllah khair for your cooperation. Fourth major field of the effort of Sharia Board of New York is Darul Mifta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 7, more or less to the nearest meaning, so ask the people having the knowledge of the message if you do not know. We are not told to act upon our own intellect, but rather we should ask the people of knowledge. The hadith of Bukhari and Muslim gives us an idea of the significance of the ulama. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the nearest meaning, verily Allah does not take away knowledge by snatching it from the people, but rather He takes it away by taking away the ulama until none of them remain. Then the people will take ignorant ones as their leaders, who when asked will pass verdicts without knowledge. Thus they will go astray and we lead others astray. What is the effort of Darul Ifta? What does it do? Darul Ifta provides simple interpretations of the rules of the deen and their practical application to a believer's daily life. Question and answer via phone, online and in person. What have we done? Walk-ins also take place. So far, over 10,000 Islamic fiqh related questions have been answered by the Muftis and the Ulama Ikram. The last part in which I will wrap up inshallah is the arbitration committee. What does the arbitration committee do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, significance of it in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, more or less from the nearest meaning, if two groups of the believers fight each other, seek reconciliation between them. Surah Al-Hujurat, ayah number 9. So fear Allah and set your relations right, and obey Allah and His Messenger if you are believers. Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 1. This gives us an idea how important it is in our every aspect of life to follow deen. What is the effort that is being done? Impartial meditation in the light of the Quran and the Sunnah regarding family matters, personal and business conflicts, parenting, talaq, fasl-e nikah, various other issues posing challenges to the community. All these items are dealt with in the arbitration committee. Last thing, as far as doing the programs is concerned, Sharia Board of New York has started a Need to Know My Deen series, which consists of four important topics: eating halal, a happy marriage, upbringing of children, and inheritance. As far as eating halal is concerned, we have conducted 12 programs on this topic in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. Some of the programs had more than 4,400 attendees. As far as the programs and the pamphlets are concerned, the Sharia Board of New York has conducted over 40 monthly programs on 29th of each Islamic month. That's 3.5 years more or less. We have been doing this effort with continuity. Every 29th of the Islamic month, the ulama go sit in a different masjid with rotation, give a bayan to develop awareness among the masses and take the questions from them. So 40 such programs have been conducted regarding moon sighting, and conducted a number of educational and spiritual programs, including those for Ramadan and Hajj as various masajid. This organization is for your help building the community. You can contact Sharia Board via phone, via the website, or via the email address. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us for this noble effort.